you're like me, you run across a lot of stuff you just don't understand. I've been reading about quantum mechanics for years and still don't get how subatomic particles can be particles and waves at the same time. I try to read economics too, yet I don't understand the economic doctrine that says, if the country goes into recession, I should try to help by boosting my own spending, even if I go bankrupt. Won't my bankruptcy make the recession worse, not to mention making me worse? I also don't get why they think stuff from jellyfish is good for our brains when jellyfish don't even have brains. Nonetheless, I still recommend reading stuff you don't understand. It's good for head muscles. Not long ago, I read about a young woman, now a PhD, who had nothing in her house to read but Jehovah's Witness pamphlets on theology. So she read them. She didn't understand them, but it was good exercise. Now she's a college professor. If you get frustrated by your incomprehension, you can comfort yourself by concluding that either A, you are a bit dim, I'll certainly admit that I am, or B, that the world is just stranger than you can possibly imagine. My mantra is a poem by Ogden Nash. What a bird is a pelican. Its beak can hold more than its belly can, and I don't see how the hell it can. This is Tom McBride, and that's my rather perplexed perspective.